This is your WRJN Daily News Roundup for 99.9 FM and 1400 AM in Racine and 98.1 FM in Kenosha.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. The medical megapowers have reached a deal. Ascension Wisconsin and UnitedHealthcare have settled their contract dispute, restoring in-network coverage at Ascension Hospitals statewide. It means patients won't have to face higher costs or need new doctors. The deal is retroactive to the first of the month. Judge Anthony Milosaskis will retire from the Kenosha County Circuit Court on January 6th after serving for 20 years. Governor Tony Evers is accepting applications to appoint someone to finish his term with a deadline to apply early next month. A Kenosha County judge dismissed the sexual assault case against a former Bradford High School administrator. It comes after the victim refused to testify against Curtis Tollfree. The case was dismissed without prejudice, so charges could be brought back if circumstances change. Racine Neighborhood Watch got a $3,000 grant from SC Johnson to support National Night Out. This year across the city, more than 4,500 people participated along with police, firefighters, and city leaders. Go deeper on the donation online at racinecountyeye.com. Pleasant Prairie is adding a full-time social worker to its police force to help with mental health calls. It's funded by state and opioid settlement money. The Racine County Sheriff's Office launched a similar pilot program with virtual mental health support for deputies. The Racine County Veterans Service Office is holding a military funeral at 2 today for a U.S. Army veteran with no known family. The public is invited to attend the service at the Southern Wisconsin Veterans Memorial Center in Union Grove. If the Brewers can pull out a couple of wins in L.A., the series will come back to Milwaukee Monday. The Dodgers took a 2-0 series lead over the Brewers with a 5-1 win in Milwaukee last night. Now the focus turns to L.A. for Game 3 tomorrow at 5:08. Milwaukee needs to win at least two games in L.A. to send the series back to Milwaukee for a Game 6 on Monday. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Crew loses Game 2. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewer Bats shut down again, losing to the Dodgers 5-1 in the National League Championship Series. On Monday night, Milwaukee lost 2-1. Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
Yeah, if I would have told you that the Dodgers are going to score 7 runs in 2 games, and what was the outcome in the first 2 games, I'd say there's a chance we won one of them, for sure.
The Dodgers starter, Yoshinobu Yamamoto, gave up a home run to Jackson Chourio on the very first pitch of the game, and then became the first player in 8 years to pitch an entire game in the postseason. Dodgers manager Dave Roberts.
You know, you give up the first pitch of the game, you give up a homer, and then you go out there and then you throw a complete game, was in complete command the entire night.
So the Dodgers go up 2-0 in the best of 7. Game 3 tomorrow night in Los Angeles. NBA. The Bucks losing to the Thunder last night, 116-112. They finished the preseason with a record of 3-1. The Bucks season opener a week from tonight when they host the Washington Wizards. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
That's your WRJN Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WRJN.com.